It's Tuesday, January 30th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A nonprofit watchdog organization called GuideStar and the Southern Poverty Law Center may continue their persecution of Christians in this country, associating believers with quote-unquote hate groups for their opposition to killing children and sexual perversions. A federal judge in Virginia ruled against Liberty Council, a Christian legal rights group, which brought the suit. GuideStar and the SPLC have targeted 46 groups with their public smear campaigns, including the Family Research Council, the American Family Association, and D. James Kennedy Ministries. Seven nations, including Communist China, North Korea, and the United States, still allow the killing of children in the womb who are capable of feeling pain. The U.S. Senate voted on Monday to reject consideration of the 20-week pain-capable abortion ban bill by a vote of 46 to 51. Proverbs 17:15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord." The U.S. Senate will face another test of its moral integrity with the Born Alive bill, recently passed by the House of Representatives. The World View spoke to Cheryl Sullinger of Operation Rescue about how this legislation was first introduced.
It was really in response to the Kermit Gosnell murder trial that took place in Philadelphia. They found there that babies were being aborted in very late terms of pregnancy, that those babies were being born alive, and then Kermit Gosnell would actually kill them after they were born alive and struggling. That helped prompt this protection for these late-term babies because it's not unusual for them to be born alive during these abortion procedures.
Sullinger said it is the pro-life Democrat senators that face the most pressure from their own party to oppose the bill.
Democrats that are pro-life are essentially living in terror of what will happen to them if they actually act on their pro-life convictions. Well, what we're praying is that those people will stand up and do the right thing, come what may, and that God will protect them.
Recent polls monitoring the presidential election in Costa Rica have put an evangelical pro-life Christian candidate at the head of the pack. Fabricio Alvarado is a 43-year-old journalist and a member of the National Restoration Party. The University of Costa Rica poll gives Alvarado 17% support, a sharp increase from previous polls. He strongly opposes a recent court ruling by the Inter-American Court of Human Rights that called for the legalization of homosexual faux marriage. A Cuban Christian was arrested and beaten by federal police last year. According to Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Misael Diaz was told that, quote, "our God is Fidel Castro," end quote. While in prison, Diaz has been denied access to a Bible. The God of the state and all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. That's Psalm 96:5. The Texas-based Gladney Center for Adoption has made a break from its biblical roots. Tragically, they will now be providing children to homosexual men living together in unnatural relations, according to a report from World Magazine. The Regnerus study found that children raised in homosexual homes were 3 to 10 times more likely to be sexually abused. 70% of American parents would be comfortable with their children being taught or discipled by a homosexual teacher. And 75% of Americans would be comfortable with the church including unrepentant homosexuals in the church membership. Those are the results of a GLAAD survey conducted over the last 4 years. The percentage of Americans supporting homosexuality has remained about the same over the last 4 years. The Dow had its worst day in 5 months yesterday, dropping 177 points. That's still not much of a drop after a 4,500-point rise over the last 5 months of a bull market. Gold closed yesterday at $1,340 an ounce, up from $1,140 near the beginning of 2017. The story of how three American men stopped a terrorist attack on a train to Paris, France, will be told in a new film called The 1517 to Paris. The three heroes, U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Spencer Stone, U.S. Army National Guard Specialist Alex Scarlatos, and Anthony Sadler, will be playing themselves in the film, produced by Clint Eastwood. Sadler told WorldNetDaily.com, quote, "In the back of our minds, we knew that we had always in our lives God's hand of protection on us. God had a hand in it," end quote. The film will be in theaters on February 9th. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, January 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.